Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. This is Madhuparna Das, Senior Assistant Editor at the Print, and today I bring to you my analysis on why is the Gorkha vote crucial for both BJP and Trinamool Congress in West Bengal. Darjeeling is probably the second most interesting contest to watch for in Bengal 2021 assembly elections for more than one reason. Let us explain why. Gorkhas are majority here and they form 19% of total population in Bengal. For Mamata Banerjee, getting Gorkha support means having an edge in at least 6 seats in Darjeeling and 7 seats in Jalpaiguri district with considerable Gorkha support base. For BJP, it is more symbolic as it's a critical border seat that has a tri-junction of India, Nepal and China border. BJP wants to have control over this. So BJP retained Darjeeling Lok Sabha seats in 2009. This is the first time when BJP is fighting an election without the support of Bimal Gurung, leader of decade-long Gorkhaland agitation. And Bimal Gurung is fighting the election without Gorkhaland demand that shot him to fame. Ironically, Gurung and Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee, who opposed the Gorkhaland demand to the nil, are allies now. Factions, foes turned friends and an opportunistic BJP have all combined to ensure a triangular election fight at the Darjeeling Hills, where for the first time in decades, the politicking has pushed the perennial demand for a Gorkhaland to the periphery of the poll campaign. At the heart of the campaign is Bimal Gurung, the fiery chief of the Gorkha Jan Mukti Morcha, Bimal faction, whose demand for a separate statehood in the Darjeeling Hills has in the past resulted in shutdowns in the region and some of them lasted for months. The Trinamool Congress has left 3 assembly seats in the Darjeeling Hills, Darjeeling, Kalimpong and Kashiyang to the GJM's Bimal faction. The 3 seats vote on 7th April along with the 3 assembly segments of Darjeeling district that are in the foothills, Shiliguri, Fashidewa and Matigada Naxalbari. Gurung had headed the undivided GJM which since 2011 has won all 3 assembly seats in the hill. But the GJM had in 2018 split into 2 factions. The BJP is planning to capitalize on the bitter power struggle raging between Gurung and his former right-hand man Binay Tamang for dominance in the hills. Tamang now heads the GJM's Binay faction, which he formed in 2019 and is fighting the elections alone. One aspect of campaigning here is that Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee, who has been flying to every corner of the state, has stayed away from Darjeeling Hills. Senior GJM leaders of both the factions claimed that the Gorkhas do not like Didi. After the violence in 2017, in which over a dozen Gorkhas were killed in a public police clash, Didi became very unpopular in the hills, said a senior GJM leader who is with Bimal Gurung. That is why no faction of GJM got her or any Trinamool leader to campaign in the hills. Darjeeling is an important segment for the BJP, not just for electoral purposes, but also for its sensitive and strategic location. A senior BJP leader said that the party which has been holding the Darjeeling Lok Sabha seat since 2009 cannot really afford to lose it to regional players. Gurung has joined Trinamool Congress, but his men have remained with us, the senior BJP leader told the Print. We have to win here. It is a priority, not political, but for internal security. The BJP has fielded Subha Pradhan from Kalimpong, BP Bajgan from Kashiyang and Neera Zimba from Darjeeling. Zimba is the sitting Darjeeling MLA and was once a senior GNLF leader. Pradhan and Bajgan are old Gurung aides. Gurung broke away from BJP alone. All his men chose to stay with us. Gurung is a spent force now, said the BJP leader requesting anonymity. Tamang told the Print that this GJM faction did consider allying with the Trinamool Congress. He said that we were in a broader alliance with the Trinamool Congress, but Prashant Kishore, made a deal with Gurung to divide BJP's votes in the hills. It is his political strategy. Prashant Kishore, as we all know, is Mamata Banerjee's political aide. We made our point clear to Didi, denying any political association with Gurung. We fielded our candidates in the three hill seats, added Tamang. Zimba also feels that Gorkha votes are fragmented this time. Gorkhas are known to give a decisive mandate, but this time it can be fractured verdict, he added. Gorkhas, however, will never go with a party that is in alliance with Mamata Banerjee, who organized a genocide of Gorkhas on the street in 2017, said Neeraj Zimba. The GGM's Bimal and Binay factions are fighting the elections as independent candidates with new symbols, according to the directions of the state High Court. Both the factions had approached the court for the party's ownership, and the case is still pending. So in the present situation, Darjeeling has 7 independent candidates, including 2 factions of GJM and 2 mainstream parties, BJP and CPM, contesting the election. For Mamata Banerjee, Darjeeling has always remained a prestige fight. She has invested a lot in the area, politically and administratively, but she could never manage to win the Gorkhas on her own. Probably this is the reason her political aide Prashant Kishore brought Gurung into the party fold and withdrew at least 100 of 153 criminal cases slapped against him during the Gorkhaland agitation. The mathematics of Kishore appears to be simple. In 29 by poll, BJP's candidate and the GNLF leader Neeraj Zimba won with 81,000 votes, while Trinamool supported Binay Tamang got 43,000 votes. BJP was then in alliance with at least 7 hill parties, including Gurung's faction of GJM, GNLF and others. Kishore wanted to divide BJP's votes, and pulling Gurung out of the alliance seemed to be logical. With so much effort put on these Gorkha-dominated seats, it seems that Mamata Banerjee now tries to get some electoral dividend from her 10-year-long investment in the area. That's all I have for you right now, but I'll be watching this story as it develops in the hours to come. This is Madhuparna Das, Senior Assistant Editor at The Print, bringing you this podcast, The Print AM. Do log on every morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the best news analysis from The Print's table. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode.